Okay, positions, everybody. Dylan, perimeter sweep. Eugene and Melissa, defensive positions. Joan, stay ready for heels. Will, stand ready.
Everything is quiet, and this building appears to be some kind of unmanned fuel depository.
It's called a gas station, Eugene. And it's a place where dreams of career success go to die. Methinks it's closed.
Then it must be Sunday. You know, I'm getting good elemental vibrations from this world, and it looks like we might be on Earth.
No, it's not. It can't be. We're never gonna get...
Jesus, Dylan, enough. We're all scared. We all miss Jason. Dave, what does the quest log say?
We have to accompany a Dr. Ridley Brundle as he retrieves a live sample from the meteor, and then we need to ensure he makes it to the military base located a couple of miles outside of town.
What meteor?
Oh, shit!
Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 5, Killer Clouds from Outer Space. This episode was etched into the cultural zeitgeist by Adam Bauer and Todd Roth. The main cast of Dave, Dylan, Eugene, Joan, Melissa, and Will was voiced by Todd Roth, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, Laura Turner, Rebecca Coleman, and Daniel Williams. Our narrator is the always salty Hams McChowan. Additional voicing provided by Kara Artman, Lisa Butler, William Mead, Zach Minnett, Daniel, and Sarah Williams. The main theme was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players. The songs Wasted and Composite Sketch appear courtesy of Popular Mechanics, online at popularmechanics.bandcamp.com. I Just Want to Get Inside Ya comes from Tight Pants Syndrome, online at tightpantssyndrome.bandcamp.com. Digital Bark, Robopocalypse 2, and Unnatural Situation are courtesy of Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. Finally, the song Trendsetter was provided by Sex in the 80s and can be found online at harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com.
Dylan, why would you ever utter the words, "What meteor?" It's called tempting fate. You should know better after years of forcing me to watch horror movies with you. Fuck! This is a horror movie.
Whatever.
Ah, you see, the question we should be asking ourselves is, would the meteor still have crashed if Dylan hadn't said anything?
Okay, I'm calling it right now. No one say, how can things possibly get any worse?
This scenario does smack of the familiar. It's late at night in a small community when a strange and nefarious object falls from the sky.
You must be remembering a movie you saw. Do you recall anything else from before falling out of the tree?
My recollection of the earlier than now time is foggy at best, but I recall having met my untimely end with the courage of a griffin.
I don't know about that, but you did shit yourself.
Will, what the hell are you doing, you slippery bastard?
It's a gas station. Everyone in town is distracted. I'm looking for supplies.
Are you a bard or a rogue? Why do you have such sticky fingers?
Dave, if we're gonna keep space jumping and time skipping, I'm going to need a stock of booze and cigarettes. You can cope with, I don't know, pudding cups and masturbation. I'll cope my way. Be right back.
Will you at least grab some actual food too?
No.
Oh, some granola.
We should probably burn this place down to hide our pilfering.
Don't contribute to his delinquency.
Dave, who even cares? Let him burn the place down. He's probably gonna die soon. We're all gonna die soon. How much longer do you think we can really keep this up?
And I'm back. What'd I miss?
Dylan just got really weird and despondent.
Cool. Well, I've got 3 cartons of Virginia Slim Menthol 120s, a handle of Jack, and what appears to be a jar full of fetal pig. And as requested, Joan, I acquired some food things.
Acceptable.
I also raided the cash register. Check this money out. President Benedict Arnold? Is that a guy?
Huh. Looks like string theory wasn't unverifiable bullshit after all.
We're on a different version of Earth?
Exactly, Joan. For instance, perhaps on this Earth you didn't flunk out of vet tech school after 6 weeks.
Whoa, Dave. Harsh.
David, I didn't flunk out of school. I chose to seek different opportunities in life. Like you chose to live in a hole in the ground.
She's got you there, Dave. You're kind of like a hobbit.
Everyone shut up! Here's everything that was in the chest. Looks like we're roughing it this time. Some tools, a knife, canteens, sledgehammer.
That's mine. Though I must admit it lacks the quiet dignity of a castle-forged warhammer.
Dylan, inventory is my job.
Whatever. Control freak douche.
First aid kit, Joan. Slingshot, Dylan. Take this toolkit too. Hand axe.
I'll take that.
Careful with that.
Bitch, I'll cut you.
I'll take the revolver. And it looks like flannel shirts and overalls for everybody.
Oh shit, we're in deliverance, son. Dave, would you kindly squeal like a pig?
Shut up. Will, take your canteen.
the hell are you doing?
Replacing my water with whiskey. What are you doing?
Our reluctant heroes follow the nearby road and eventually find themselves in a small Midwestern town. It's clear the meteor crashed near the town square. Windows are blown out, houses and cars aflame. The streets are empty. An overturned Humvee rests in the middle of the street. Pretty effed up stuff, right?
How did this happen in an hour?
If we are in a horror movie, I'm sure some kind of hideous creature is waiting to wear our skin like a smoking jacket. Maybe if we find the police station, the cops can help us find Dr. Brundle. Let's keep moving.
Ah!
David, it was just a raccoon.
And I'm guessing you're out of bullets.
If this is a survival horror, ammo is gonna be scarce.
Nice job, Dave.
Howdy. Mighty strange weather we're having, ain't it?
I feel like I've seen his face before.
Howdy, friend. Would you be able to point us in the direction of the police station?
You don't change the horses midstream. Just keep on the way you're headed.
That's not what that idiom means, you hillbilly.
Please, ignore him. Thank you, kind sir.
Well, never you mind. My grandfather told me to always help a beautiful woman in need.
Well, aren't you a charmer?
Grown. You two can make out later. We've got a mission to complete.
Come on, I think I see the sheriff station.
Hello, friend. Well, it seems that once again, I've gone and turned into a...
As they approach the station...
A sniper with a shotgun, Will?
Rifle! Bazooka! Whatever!
Are you folks human?
Almost entirely!
I consider myself to be more than a man.
Oh, right. Well, what the hell are you still doing outside? Get in here! Peggy, unlock the doors.
Hurry, y'all. Out there, you'll last as long as a paper shirt and a bear fight.
The heroes rush through the door into the apparent safety of the police station.
Where are you folks coming from?
Lady, your guess is as good as ours.
We were at the gas station outside of town when the meteor hit.
Well, I'm glad you're all right. Oh, where are my manners? Would you like a cup of coffee? We got donuts, but they're a little stale.
Peggy, forget the coffee! You know, you're all lucky to be alive. Things have been going crazy.
What happened here?
Well, the meteor crashed into the church about an hour ago. Everybody came out to see what the damage was. You know, see if anybody could help. Then this funny sound starts coming out of the church, like a down transformer humming and popping. And that's when the cloud came out, like a swarm of metal gnats, moved straight towards the crowd. First, it touched George and Helen Oldenburg. They dropped to the ground, started shaking like epileptics. Then they got still as death for a second, stood back up, and lunged into the crowd. Helen tore my deputy's head clean off. He had kids. I mean, you know, they're little shits, but still, they deserve a father with a head. After that, all hell broke loose. People running, screaming. Everyone the cloud touched turned into some kind of murdering monster. Those that lived ran home or out of town. Me and Peggy barricaded ourselves in here. Luckily, we haven't seen that cloud or another soul for that matter for 45 minutes or so.
Wow, that was a really good monologue.
C+.
So you're just sitting here waiting for this cloud to come and kill you? Wait, holy shit, you guys, this is Tron World Origins.
So the meteor really did find a rift in space-time? And that means we're back on the same planet as before? And now the nanobots are going to take over?
What the hell are we supposed to do? My deputy's dead along with half the town. There's a military base not far from here. We figure they'll be here before long to take care of these monsters.
They're not monsters. They're makeshift cyborgs.
Oh, Dr. Brundle, I forgot you was back there. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Enough about the coffee, Peggy. From what little evidence I can gather, the cloud you mentioned is a swarm of self-replicating nanobots. These people are being converted.
Now how the hell would you know that? You keeping something from us, Doc?
All in good time, Sheriff. What I'd like to know is how the six of you made it through town without being assimilated.
We were sent to escort you to the meteor and obtain a sample.
Ah, yes. Excellent. We should depart immediately while the town is quiet.
Why don't I come with you? A little extra protection. Peggy, you come too. I can't leave you here alone in good conscience.
All right, sweetie. I'll grab a thermos of coffee.
Will you leave it with the fucking coffee?
Yikes. This should be fun.
The
party snakes their way through the town and arrives at the wreckage of the church without incident. They find the crater, still smoking, in a small graveyard next to the chapel.
Well, that was disappointing. I was looking forward to clubbing a hillbilly.
Cyborg?
Hmm?
You were looking forward to clubbing a hillbilly cyborg, not just some innocent hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, positions, everybody. Dr. Brundle, there's the meteor. Get your sample and let's get the hell out of here. I hate escort missions. Always so boring.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my word!
Everyone, let's move to cover!
Where?
Tombstones, mausoleums, just get behind something now!
Processing.
What the hell is wrong with that lady's face?
Oh gosh, it's Debbie from the salon. I know her.
Frankie, you gone loco. Stay away from her.
She knows me. Maybe we can talk to him. Let him know we don't mean no harm. Hey, Debbie, it's your old friend Peggy. That's right. We sing together every week in the church choir.
Get back!
Debbie, what are you? Let go of me, Debbie!
That was straight Predator, too.
You know, I'll always remember her for her coffee.
Finally! Battle!
Doc, hurry up and get your sample. Let's get out of here before things get worse.
Worse? How could things get
Shut
worse?
Shut your goddamn mouth!
Enter numbers detected. Initiating security procedures. Who needs coffee?
Holy shnikes! Peggy just grew laser cannons!
Dylan, take this Lumite crystal and give us some kind of distraction.
This thing is a fucking war machine! Eugene, we need you to keep up the DPS while this thing is distracted.
Of course! Dylan, my friend, a little help from that slingshot.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
New target detected!
Oh, shit!
Huzzah! That's two! Dave, please tell me you're keeping track of my kills.
Whew! I thought she had me. Thanks, buddy.
No need to thank me. The dying gasps of this electronic creature are reward enough.
We are many resistance is futile.
Processing. Processing. Airborne DNA recognition sequence activated.
The whole damn town must have turned into these Borgs when the meteor crashed. We can't possibly fight them all.
I'd sure love to try.
I've got the sample.
Now what?
I need to get this to Fort Lennox, 60 miles up the highway.
There was an overturned Humvee by the cop shop. Didn't look too damaged.
You kids go ahead. I'll cover you.
There's too many of them. Please, you have to come with us.
This is my town, ma'am. I don't intend to abandon it. Serve and protect.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Ish. This guy is gonna be dead by dawn.
Dead by dawn. Hey, Melissa. Dead by dawn. Dead by dawn.
Shut up. Hey, there's the asshole we know and love.
Sheriff. We won't forget this. Let's move out!
And so the party battles their way back to the center of town. Eugene, Dylan, and Joan look together to flip the vehicle onto its wheels. Wow, they actually did it. And Dylan and Will set about quickly hot-wiring it.
Almost got it!
We are many. Resistance is futile.
Got it!
Success! Well done, Rouse-down. Dylan.
Everyone in.
Have we got everyone?
Me, Will, Gene, Dylan, Joan, Melissa. Yes, we're gonna win this one too. Great job, everyone. Punch it, Dylan.
Woohoo!
It's in reverse, you jackass.
Oh no, did we hit a dog?
That weren't no dog.
Where's Dr. Brundle?
We've crushed his skull.
Come on,
what is wrong with you people?
Jesus!
Can't you get your shit together?
Yep, that's it. Questlog says we failed. You guys, we are not very good at this.
We're still being stalked by a bunch of cyborg thingies.
Whoa, let's not get too technical.
You know, I liked it better when you were depressed.
Nowhere else to go, our group of failures returns to the gas station outside of town, leaving behind them the anguished screams of hundreds of innocent people. Great job, guys. Tops. Inexplicably and unexpectedly, they find the bunker door in the gas station bathroom. Dejected and demoralized, they shuffle in.
I think we're all looking at this the wrong way. Yes, we failed the mission. Yes, we doomed this world to gray goo extinction. Yes, we ran over the scientist. But I killed a lot of people. Dylan, Will, you got to hotwire a vehicle. Joan, you may have been courted by a creepy old redneck.
I'm only 37.
In their haste, and let's face it, self-pity, the party failed to notice a visitor in their midst, waiting for them in the bunker.
Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you.
Wait a minute. I knew you looked familiar. You came into my shop. My new friend!
Your new friend? Wait, this guy was in your shop before our D&D campaign?
Guys, this is the holographic doorman from Tron World!
Yes, I've been watching you for a long time.
What the hell is going on here?
Quest number 0004 by Group BS6 status, failed. Subquest 0004.2, 4.3, and 4.4, unavailable. Next quest will begin soon. Good night.
I hate that bitch. I'm gonna find that speaker and rip it out.
I think it's time that I let you see behind the curtain.
Who is this mysterious stranger? What are his intentions? Will he and Joan totally make out with tongues? What secrets are waiting to unfold? Find out next time on... Wait, no, that's not the right button. A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
Will you leave it with the fucking coffin? Will you leave it with the fucking coffin?
Let him burn the place down.
Will you leave it with the fucking coffin?
Holy shnikey,
now what? Will you leave it with the fucking coffin?
Putting cups in masturbation.
Will you leave it with the fucking coffin?
Why do you have such sticky fingers?
Putting cups in masturbation.
Coffin.
This is a horror movie.
Whatever.
Right back.
Whatever.
I like it better when you're depressed.
And I'm back. What I meant?
This thing is a fucking war machine.
Shit. Bitch, I'll cut you. You're kind of like a hobbit.
Everyone shut up.
I consider myself to be more than a man.
You're kind of like a hobbit. Now what?
Everyone shut up.
Now what?
Why do you have such sticky fingers?
Putting cups in masturbation.
I was looking forward to clubbing a hillbilly.